Let's bring in who should be the defensive player of the year, Tyler Knight, Sioux Falls Storm linebacker. And how bad did you guys want that game against Cedar Rapids last week, Tyler?
I mean, I think we wanted it real bad. I think everybody was hungry. I mean, me personally, I mean, for me having to sit out the game, I mean, it was just tough for me to sit there and, you know, and watch, you know, the team as I watched it back here in Sioux Falls, watch the team go down there and lose, and I couldn't, you know, even be a part to even, you know, even help. So it was tough for me as that whole weekend as everything transpired because I didn't practice at all that week, and then to watch the game was even worse.
Tyler, what were they saying to you guys? I was at the game. I was down there kind of the lower level. See, I was seeing Chris mouthing off. I was seeing you guys talking. What were these guys from Cedar Rapids saying to y'all to get you guys fired up?
Oh, man. I mean, they were talking trash, all kind of trash. I know, Trevante Johnson, he was saying how he was going to hit Tatum. And, you know, it was just a lot of trash talk, you know, people saying what they're going to do. And, you know, the thing about it, you know, going into games like that, you can't talk this game. And it's so important to know that sometimes you just is better off to go into a game and not get that other team any more, you know, energy or emotion to go in and play, because with a game like that, it's already emotions running high. So you give somebody else a reason to even get those emotions even higher. I mean, it's just not good.
Did you think they did part of that to maybe take you guys out of your game a little bit?
Honestly, I don't think it was a fact of them trying to take us out of our game. I think it was more or less a fact of them trying to, you know, get themselves up for the game or to give themselves a sense of false momentum or to going into the game, because they felt like they had some people that didn't play that first game that that would make a difference this game. And it was just a lot of little things that were said all throughout that whole week on how ready they were and why not them. And it's just a lot of stuff was going on last weekend. You know, I was personally fed up with it. And I mean, I'm the one to go out and play the game. And I told my teammates, I'm not feeding into that, because that's what they want. They want you to feed into that. So I just told them I would leave it all alone and, you know, handle the business on Saturday.
Well, the Titans, they're gone. They're sitting at home now. They're on their couch for the rest of the summer. But Nebraska, one team left. You guys play them on Saturday. They've got a pretty good quarterback over there, Jamal Sewell out of UVA. What's it like going against a guy with that much speed, with that big of arm strength, and he's a pretty big dude?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's a lot of fun to go against him because he brings so much to the table. So you have to sit down and you have to be ready for him to know what he likes to do and things that he likes to do. And honestly, I mean, every time that I've played against him, it's been a fun game, competitive game, you know, chess game between the coaches and, you know, chess game between the athletes as you match up our positions, because it's basically everybody, corners versus receivers, quarterback versus linebacker, you know, running back versus linebackers, and it's just a matchup of who wants the most. I mean, he's a great athlete. I have nothing but respect for him.
He's Tyler Knight, Sioux Falls Storm linebacker, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. United Bowl coming up Saturday night at the Storm Shelter. Of course, the Hall of Fame induction before that with Rich Rosty and also a former quarterback, Terrence Bryant. And when you hear that the initial Storm representation is 2 out of 3, Tyler, what is something like that mean for the players when you guys hear that? Do you guys pay a lot of attention to the honors that that Terrence, and I mean, even Mark Blackburn was a finalist, but the Storm to have two guys inducted has got to be pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, the history and tradition runs deep here, and everybody's aware of the history that runs here. When you look up into the stands and look up into the rafters and you see those names retired, and you know those people are some of the people that came before you and made the way for you to be able to be in the position that you are. You know, a lot of those things that the organization has and the organization does, you know, were established by some of those people. And for them to be, you know, honored, I think it's a great, great achievement. It shows a lot, and it's a great reward, great, you know, award for both of them, because they're both well-deserving of it. You know, Rich is a great commentator. He's real good with the players. I love being around Rich, and nothing but good things to say about him. And Terrence, I had the opportunity to play with him last year, and it was nothing but good. The leadership that we needed and was missing last year in our key run to the 7th title, you know, honestly, was his leadership. So it was just a great opportunity to be a part of the history and the tradition and things that he's done on the field. And, you know, he continues to do off the field, even helping with the team now.
Now, what I'm curious about, it's the last time you guys are going to play at this arena is coming on Saturday. Obviously, IFL it's the bowl. You guys want to win it. And one of the most exciting parts about a game is when you guys do your player introductions. Do you have something up your sleeve for us, Mr. Knight? I know you've come out in the past. It's usually, you're always the last one to come out the tunnel. What are you going to do this weekend for us?
I'm going to have something on my sleeve. It's going to be something new, something that never happened. I can say that much. It never happened. I can't just spill it, I just want everybody to come out to the game and come out and see it. It's going to be a special game, and it's going to be live. I think the intros will be well. We're going to bring out something different. It's going to be exciting. That's all I can say. You don't want to miss it. I'll say that much.
Tyler, man, it's always great talking to you. Good luck on Saturday, and we'll be out there watching, and we're going to enjoy every minute of it. We're going to enjoy it, and hopefully at the end of the night, we're going to see the Sioux Falls Storm once again, IFL United Bowl champions. Looking forward to it.
Thank you. That would be great.
All right. See you, Tyler.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Tyler Knight, Sioux Falls Storm linebacker.